Smashed wing mirrors, fights in the street, and concerns over children's safety. These are some of the issues for people living in Hot Black Road in Norwich. They say that they deal with this on a daily basis. The road is regularly used as a rat run off Dereham Road, with a residents group estimating that more than 3,000 drivers use the crowded route every day. Now, they have warned plans to close Sweetbriar Roundabout for 5 days will only worsen the massive issue. A public meeting was a chance for residents to voice fears over significantly more traffic and disruption, with one person describing the current situation as absolute chaos. While Hot Black Road's junction with Dereham Road will be closed during the 5-day resurfacing, they fear if there are not enough signs warning drivers, there will be still gridlock and stuck motorists. People living nearby say they fear the rat running will simply be pushed onto their street. Ted Leggett, City Network Coordinator for Norwich City's Council, said it was more time and cost-effective to do the work in one go rather than drag it out in stages. We can't promise it will be a breeze and that everyone will follow signs, but we want to make sure it's as short as possible, he said.
A Norfolk head teacher who is learning to walk again after a stroke visited the Prime Minister as part of a reception celebrating teachers. Chloe Smith, MP for North Norfolk, took Richard Boyce and his wife Louise to the event at No. 10 Downing Street, which included 100 teachers from around the country. Mr. Boyce, as a head teacher at Falcon Junior School in Sproulston, suffered a stroke aged just 49 last year, leaving him reliant on a wheelchair as he learns to walk again. Ms. Smith said it was fantastic to be able to invite Richard and his wife Louise to a reception at 10 Downing Street to recognise the hard work of teachers. Richard has been an inspiration, and I wanted the opportunity to thank him for his work.
The proposed multi-million pound revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square has failed to find favour with groups which represent cyclists and people living near the development. It would include up to 1,250 new homes, a 25-storey tower, dozens of shops, a 200-bed hotel, 600-space car park and pedestrianised areas. The project would see a minimum of 120 affordable homes plus a £2.5 million new base for Surrey Chapel, which would be demolished. But the proposals have been criticised with the scale of the project, particularly the tower, opposed by members of the public and organisations such as Historic England and the Council for British Archaeology. Among the objections was Stuart McLaren on behalf of St Augustine's Community Together Residents Association. He said, "The current plans are unneighbourly and antipathetic to our community's well-being and sense of place." Norwich Cycling Campaign also lodged an objection, saying the proposal would be a massive overdevelopment of the site. Norwich City Council's planning committee will ultimately make the decision on whether to grant approval.
A father of two has spoken of his shock and anger after his family's beloved 7-month-old kitten, Angel, was shot dead. Ryan Carr, 31, and his partner Janie Kent, 34, of Desmond Drive, Oldcastle, left their back window open when they went into the Woodman pub on North Walsham Road so their cats could roam about the immediate vicinity of their neighbourhood. But when his partner returned following a concerned call from a neighbour at about 9:45 p.m, she found Angel lying unresponsive in front of the house, surrounded by the family's other kittens. Mr. Carr said, "We thought he'd been run over, but when I checked him over and saw there was one pellet-sized hole near the centre of his head." Mr. Carr reported the incident to the police, who are now investigating the kitten's death as a possible criminal damage.
Three of the county's most wanted men in connection with county line drug dealing have been arrested in Norwich. Connor Durant, 21, from the Lowestoft area, Shane Douglas, 30, from Norwich, and Mohammed Ashen, 29, from London, have all been arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A drugs as a result of Norfolk Constabulary's Most Wanted appeal.
A specialist team from the region's Mental Health Trust, which helps people in hospital, is now able to offer faster help to more patients after the service more than doubled in size. Norfolk and Norwich NHS Foundation Trust Mental Health Liaison Service, based at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, has increased its staffing from 13 to almost 30. The team is responsible for assessing patients with mental health problems who come to the hospital with physical health needs. Their aim is to see patients quickly so that they can either return home safely or be referred to another service or receive the right support for their mental health needs during their admission for a physical health problem.
He is more used to the pitch at Carrow Road than the ring, but Canaries legend Grant Holt will be climbing the ropes after signing a contract with the World Association of Wrestling, the WAW, creating a Holtomania social media storm. The announcement was made on Twitter that the former City striker had signed for the Norwich Wrestling Company for a year. Holt, 37, will be taking part in Fightmare 3 next year, a wrestling show where he will team up with Roy and Zack Knight, known as the UK Hooligans. I'll never turn a challenge down, but it is secondary to football, and it's a chance to give a little bit back to the lads and hopefully give a fantastic show with all my proceeds going to charity.
Norwich's technology sector is performing strongly, say leaders, but needs to break down barriers to other industries to reach the next level. The view from the city's thriving digital community was in response to the release of the Tech Nation Report 2018, which shines a light on the scale of the tech hub. Digital companies employ 3,027 people in Norwich, that's up from 2,863 last year, with a further 13,411 tech jobs, such as IT departments, employed by other companies. Tech turnover has also increased to £211 million from £199 million, and gross value added has more than doubled to £395 million from £165 million the year before. The city is home to a variety of technology businesses, from start-ups such as payments firm Things to scale-ups such as the AI specialist Rainbird Technologies and chatbot Ubisend, as well as giants such as Aviva. Hugh Sayer, who organises digital meetup Hot Sauce, said the community was the region's strong point, but the tech sector needed to reach out to other industries as well. He said, "I think the redistribution of ideas is a good thing, but we need to do more of it. The question now is how to extend to King's Lynn and Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft and the energy businesses there. We need to get more of that conversation going. And that's where you get into an innovation, when different industries come together and share ideas." Now to the second feature, again written by Derek James, and it's read by Sarah Lasher, and it looks at the shop Martin's Hi-Fi, which is a survivor and thriver on Blood and Guts Street.